Mrs. Hackelow, will you call the roll?
Okay, Jennifer?
Here.
Debbie?
Here.
Mary McKinney?
Seriously.
Mary Marvar? Mario?
Here.
Mario, am I goofing up again?
No, you're fine.
Okay. Let me know if it starts. I'll have to go upstairs.
Like the record show, three present. We have a motion to excuse Mary Mervar and Mary McKinney for family matters.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mario?
Yes.
Record show, three ayes, no nays. Everybody have the opportunity to go over the August 14th minutes, 2019. Are there any corrections and or additions?
Make a motion, we approve them.
Second.
Okay, Debbie?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Record show, three ayes, no nays. Is there anyone to address this body? Okay. Under the mayor's report, it's just the same as it was 3 weeks ago. We're continuing to battle the COVID-19. It looks like our county's doing better than most. Doing virtual meetings with mayors and managers and the TLCI, moving the railroad tracks, things going ahead. There's going to be a public hearing the day after our next council meeting, which will be a Zoom meeting, though. And that's all I have. Mr. Lyons, do you have anything?
I don't have anything other than that one resolution that was sent to me that I sent out.
On the CDBG?
Right. I don't think it has to be at this meeting.
So we can.
I read the letter today. We have till July.
Okay, let's wait because I got to read that. Is it just about applying for funds, Jim?
No, it's so the commissioners can get enough people to be eligible to receive federal funds. We're being counted as part of Lake County. And I think everybody is counted as part of Lake County except the city of Mentor.
Okay.
And it's for the next 3 years, 21, 22, and 23.
Okay.
So we just do it as a first reading tonight?
That'd be fine. It's listed as an emergency measure, so we can't pass it as an emergency. So.
Okay.
Do you want to do that now, or do you want to save it for ordinance?
It doesn't matter. Are we just going to do it as a first reading, Jim, or should we just wait?
We're just going to do it as a first reading.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it now. It's an ordinance authorizing the mayor of the Village of Grand River to reaffirm their commitment with the Lake County Board of Commissioners to participate in the Urban Entitlement Community Development Block Grant CDBG program, and for the utilization of funds made available by the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended. and declaring emergency.
You know, I do have one other thing. Did Rosie and the mayor, did you get the email from Richmond and Richmond Insurance about
Yes. They're
trying to start the renewal process already?
Oh, good. I did get that, Jim.
Okay. That's all I have then.
So how does that work with it being in a pool like that, Jim? Is it the same? We still entertain bids and whatever on insurance? And
we can, yeah. Although I thought that when we approved it, that we had a rate lock for a period of years, right?
Right.
Rate locks for 3 years.
Okay. So technically, we don't have to entertain any other estimates right now because we're not out for bid, or we're not out, you know.
Well, we can go out for bid, but we know what we have with Richmond and Richmond, unless there's something that wasn't mentioned that if we go out for bids that we lose that rate lock. I didn't hear them say that.
Well, I mean, I would rather go. I mean, if we're getting a good rate, let's just go through the 3 years, you know.
Right.
That was supposed to be part of the not having to do it annually. Sort of nice, you know?
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
Moving on to committees then. Finance.
Finance, we have a Zoom reimbursement to Mario. Are we need to approve this, Rosie?
Yes, because it's a contract. We need to reimburse Mario.
Okay, so $44.97.
Yes, because we're already into the second month, so we might as well do the third.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we reimburse Mario for the Zoom video communications agreement.
I'll second.
Can I abstain from this, Jim? Does it matter? Or?
I think you can vote to reimburse yourself.
Okay.
But you can... Why don't you abstain, Mario? That way, I mean, the two votes will be sufficient.
Okay.
Actually, we need a majority, so. I guess the better question is, why do we need to vote on it, Rosie? Why are you saying we need to vote on it?
Because it's a contract.
For $16?
Isn't it a contract,
for $16 reimbursement?
Mario? Well, it's not a contract for us, Rosie. We're reimbursing Mario. It's Mario in the contract, so I don't think.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think we need to vote on it.
Yeah, I think that if Mario, with our permission, advanced funds, we're allowed to repay him. Well,
yeah.
I mean, just administratively. I don't think it's a legislative matter. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
I think we can take our chances with the auditors for $16.
$14.99, actually. No tax.
Right, Rosie?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is anybody here for fire? Is any council on fire here or no? You want me to present the fire bill? The bill we have from Fire Force?
Yes.
Okay. Chief, do you have anything to say about it, or is this just, is this under the grant?
No, this is a maintenance cost that we have to do every year on our air packs.
Okay.
It's an annual
Oh, recalibration. Okay. Okay. So it's a, everybody's got a copy of that. It's a,
I'm sorry. I'm having issues with my computer.
That's okay. It's the flow test recalibration repair, the SCBA, where you just heard it's an annual thing that we have to do for the fire department. It's to Fire Force Incorporated for $869.43. I'd like to make a motion we pay that bill.
I'll second.
Is that Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay, Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes. The only other thing I have is the your budget report ending April 30th, 2020. Where everybody can see where we're at there. Other than that, I don't have anything. I do want to have a finance meeting. There's a couple things that we need to discuss. Other than that, that's all I got right now. Rosie, did you have anything you needed to bring up?
Is that it for finance then?
As long as Rosie doesn't have anything.
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
Police, please.
You have your monthly mayor's court report for your review. And the chief has some information on that cruiser we're getting from the sheriff's department. I'll let him share it.
We picked up the title today and we'll pick up the cruiser tomorrow. It's a black Chevy. Other than that, I've not seen it other than there's a little bit of wear and tear on the seat, but we can live with that.
Good job.
And it includes light bar, everything, correct? Cage, everything?
My understanding, yes. Yeah, great job on my part. Mario did most of the work.
Good job, Mario. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Hopefully, they said that it's going to be like a continuing thing, too, that, you know, like maybe once every year. I don't think they're getting cars next year with all this going on, but the following year probably we might get another one as well.
That's great. What year is it?
I do not know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's awesome, though.
It runs.
That's all I have for police.
Awesome.
Fire, chief?
I have nothing to report.
How are you guys doing over there?
Dave, I'm so sorry. I did not understand that at all.
How are you guys doing over there?
We're surviving.
Staffing wise, are you doing all right?
We're holding. We're staying pretty much the same for the township coverage, you know, 15, 20 hours a week max. The rest of the guys have been, you know, at least pulling their weight, which is all I can ask for them. So we're
very
doing
good.
Okay.
Good. Well, thank you for everything you're doing.
Thanks, chief. Public Works.
We had a kid working for the street crew, Nick D'Angelo. He had terminated the end of last year, and we need to rehire him for this year. Does he need another background check, Jim?
I think that's optional with you guys.
I don't think he does. We already did one on him.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, something could have happened between the time he terminated and now, but
The only reason why
since we did the last report, which a couple of years ago.
So what happened, Jim, was is he had to resign because he withdrew his retirement. So when they do that, they have to turn in a resignation. That's the only reason why we have to hire him again. So as long as Rex doesn't have an issue with it, I don't see why we need to do another one.
I agree.
You need to backdate the hire date to April 1st.
Okay.
All right, and then, so I'd like to make a motion that we rehire Nick D'Angelo for the street department, effective 4/1/2020.
I'll second.
Okay, Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
The record showed 3 ayes, no nays.
Okay, and then the Public Works crew started working on the park. They're doing a great job. They started adding more field dirt in and planting grass. So it'll start to look more polished over there. Rex got the water leak fixed that was right by the parking lot area. So that looks great. And then that's all I have for public. You have anything else, Rex?
No. Everything's good, man. Everything's good.
It's looking good, Rex.
We're trying.
Good job.
No, we have a lady keep adding stuff to her time turn around.
And I took a picture.
That's it for Public Works. Move on to the park.
In front of you, you should have two quotes. Our next phase of the park is going to be some landscaping in the center area. I called four companies, McAllister's called me back and said that they don't have enough people to do the work they already have. Lake County Landscape never called me back. Johnson's from down the road gave me a quote, which was a pretty nice quote. And then Lassiter and Son is actually Spring Lake. They bought Spring Lake over the wintertime, and that's who helped us with all the trees in the park already. Between both of the estimates, the one that is closest to all that we want to accomplish in the middle is Lassiter and Son. They're also donating a couple of the spruce trees that will be going in the middle. Does anyone have any questions about what the plan is or, you know, what's all included in this quote?
Gonna be nice.
So if nobody has any questions, I would like to be approved to have Lassiter and Son do the next phase of the landscaping at the park, not to exceed $11,650.
I'll second.
Okay, Debbie.
Yeah.
Mario.
Yes.
Jennifer.
Yes.
The record shows 3 ayes, no nays.
I don't know how you guys, if you want to wait until I actually have something written, But I just got word from VL Chapman today that the next estimate, which will finish all the electric for the park, would include 8 lampposts that are very similar to the ones that we agreed on within the committee and Mario sent to us. It would light up the flag and it would light up the sign in the front of the park. It would include all the conduit and the bases and the junction boxes. The total would come to $28,000. Is there any way that I can get that approved tonight, or would you guys rather have it in 2 weeks in on paper?
No, I think we've already talked about VL Chapman. They did the first phase, and we knew this was coming. So I'm ready to go ahead with it so we can get this work done.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So I'd like to make a motion that we approve the next phase of the electric through VL Chapman in the amount not to exceed $28,000.
I'll second that.
Okay, but he will be giving us an estimate, right?
Yeah, I emailed him back. He said, do you want me to write it up? I said, yeah, go ahead and write it up. But that was like at 4:30 today.
Okay. Okay, Mario?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Record show 3 ayes, no nays.
That's all I have for the park.
Thank you very much.
I have a question regarding, am I supposed to be paying an electric over there when we don't have any power? CEI keeps sending me a bill. It's like $75 a month.
I would have.
We're not drawing any power over there right now, are we, Jen?
No, it's off.
Saying it's an estimate.
So why do we owe them money then?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't work on the agreement, you know.
None of us worked on the agreement. We just had to sign off that VL Chapman was going to hook it up.
Is that a hookup charge, Rosie?
We should have paid.
It's every month.
But does it say usage or is it like fees?
I'd have to pull the bill.
Okay. No, that we didn't agree to anything. I mean, the power is the power, but right now it's not on. So that's sort of weird.
That's good to know before you start using power.
Every month. Not every month.
That's all I have for the park.
I'll have to look into that.
Ordinance? Nothing?
No, we already covered it.
Mr. Lyons is texting me saying that he got knocked out of the meeting and he's trying to get back in, but he can't connect for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. Recreation, I'm sure there's nothing. Is there anything on personnel?
No. No.
Does anybody have anything under old business?
Who was going to call on the OPNR emblem? Remember we talked about that at the down by Pickle Bill's, the dock area, the emblem off?
Was it Mary Moore?
No, it was Rex.
Oh.
Rex, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can get it.
Okay, thank you. Be new to somebody.
Okay. That's all I have.
Anything else under old business?
I just want to reiterate what is going on over at the park. And all of our officers obviously are not aware that they should not be playing basketball. Even though that yellow tape is wrapped around there, yesterday I was out and I stopped, two guys came here from somewhere and they're playing basketball. And I said, you're not allowed to play basketball. Well, we didn't break the tape. I'm like, how ignorant is that? The tape is wrapped around.
I picked them off too.
Well, we didn't break the tape. It was already broke. And I said, that's not the point. He said, well, the police officer was sitting here watching us. He didn't say anything. And I said, well, he should have. And I said, and you, I'm just telling you, you can't play. It's not, you can't play right now. So, and they were okay with it and they walked away. But then, you know, I did run into the car and I talked to the police officer on duty. And he said, I had no idea. They weren't allowed to play basketball. And I'm like, well, shouldn't the caution tape around something give you a clue?
Isn't that also some of the responsibility?
Well, what? It's not even our rule. It's the governor. Hey, Rex.
Yes, sir.
Can you just take the hoops down? Just take the basketball hoop off of it. Not the backboard. Just take the hoop off.
I'll try tomorrow.
Okay. If you can't, a friend of mine has some impact wrenches. I'll do it.
No, I'll look at it tomorrow.
I don't even know that we should do that. I mean, they should just be following the rules. I mean, who goes past caution tape? There's caution tape around a house. Do you go in it?
I keep kicking them off every day too, Debbie. So obviously it's too much of a problem. So
yeah. So you're seeing them too.
Yeah. I had to go tell people that the governor said no.
And it is posted.
I hate to take the hoops off. It just ruins the integrity of the whole thing, you know.
So why don't you, what if you just, like, take a piece of plywood that's slightly larger than a hoop? Just take, like, two pieces and run a bolt through it and just, like, sandwich the hoop in the middle of it so that way they can't play basketball.
Why don't we just wrap it with a bag? Why don't we just put a big garbage bag over it and wrap it up?
There you go.
We could do that.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
Just something that's – then they'll definitely know it's not. And then wrap – when you bag it, wrap caution tape around it too.
The basket has nothing to do with the integrity of the pole or anything or the backboard. It's just attached to the backboard. It's like
whatever
a thing to take it off.
We just need to. Oh. Am I still here?
Anything else under old business? Anything under new business?
I thought the basketball thing was new business.
Oh.
Okay.
It was old business.
Okay.
Can we have a motion to pay the bills the finance committee has authorized?
We'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because I lost, like, your pictures. I don't know what I did. I'm just going to leave it alone so I can vote.
Hey, Jennifer?
Yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Record show 3 ayes, no nays. Does anybody have anything else before we adjourn?
No.
We have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you all. See
you
in 2 weeks.
See ya.